Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
We now return to the Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Why is that woman screaming the phone number at the end of the thing now? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Did you put it together?
No.
It just sounds so awkward. Anyway, welcome back to the program. The guys from Deep Inside the Music are here. How does LaMangelo not get? Ronnie and Billy are here.
Yeah.
How did LaMangelo get out of going?
Is he out? I mean, he has been here for forever.
He's out there.
He's out on the road.
So yep. LaMangelo has been on the road with the hip abduction, and I think they just flew in at 6 o'clock in the morning. So he could show up.
The Hip Abduction? That's like a real band.
Yeah, he's the front of house sound guy for that.
Oh, he's not playing with them?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see.
Does
Justino play guitar with them or no?
Justino does, and Matt Pointer, our buddy, is the drummer.
He's really good. Yeah, he's a very good drummer.
Speaking of our buddies, today, Jeremy Thomas has a birthday today.
Yes, Jeremy.
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Happy birthday, you old best. Wait,
where has he been? We haven't seen him for a while.
I mean, I don't go out, so
right.
He may be out every weekend. Yeah. I have no idea. It's hard for me to tell. How have you guys been?
Been good.
Yeah.
Doing well.
These guys are from Deep Inside the Music, which you can go to YouTube. Just search Deep Inside the Music, and it comes right up. And they do a great thing where they take us behind the scenes of the songs that we know and love and the artists that we know and love. And then they break it down track by track and release things to us that we never would have heard before.
Never heard it before.
And then you never hear a song the same way again.
No, it ruins you.
Right, because you hear that little thing in the background, and you're like, oh, yeah, I never noticed that before, and now you hear it, and now you can't unhear it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it ruins it. Yeah. I think it's a much fuller experience, because now you hear, like Galvin said, you hear that scream in the back, or you hear that you know, woodwind instrument that you didn't know was in your favorite rock song.
That's right.
What do we got today that we're going
to
do?
Well, I have some of my favorites, and how many times would you like to hear your favorite song? It's not just once.
Sure.
So I think we might have played some of this song on the show before, but I don't feel like it got its due.
Okay.
So everybody knows this song, but check out how ridiculous it is if you go deep inside.
Is this even possible?
Bring the pea soup out, man.
Pause everything. What is that? Just a what?
That's a human.
But I don't, yeah, but what I don't, is think, the, I don't even think he's doing it loud. I think he's doing a.
I think he's sucking in.
There you go.
As I've heard, he has. Yes.
Yeah. Inward singing. Yeah,
I got it.
Get in the tribute
room. How you do it?
So I think you should do that at karaoke.
Like Jack Black does the inward singing thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is. I think there's a ton of echo on it, and I think he's cross-fading two or three versions. I don't think this is possible. I mean, the thing is 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I never knew what he was saying.
Something happened there.
So let's all try together the inward singing. No, One, two, three.
Throw up. That's it. Yeah. Your lung capacity just hits at a certain point. Yeah. Plus, he's a smoker.
Yes, but, and he clearly does not take a breath when he says this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, deep inside the music, here's what we do. Oh, Duff. And Adler, sober.
Gritty.
Maybe.
I would say sober, yeah.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your back disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Won't you bring it to your knees? I want to watch you bleed. Welcome to the jungle. We take it day by day. If you want to choke on a bleed, but it's the price you pay. And you're a very sexy girl who's very hard to please. You can taste the bright lights, but you won't get them for free in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Feel my serpentine. I want to hear you scream.
I wonder what this sounds like compared to what he sounds like now singing the song.
Yeah.
I mean, now he runs off the stage to get oxygen.
Right. That's like peak Axl Rose. Right. Sounding great. Just has that cool timbre to his voice.
Yeah.
The cigarettes, you know what I mean? All that stuff.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I've heard some live tracks, and the most of the ones I can find are not real. Like, they go back in the studio and fix stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, I saw one that was on Instagram or something. They cut from, like, 1991 when they were playing, like, a club show or something, like, in a smaller place. And he just sounded so good. Like, sounded like album quality.
Yeah.
And then they cut to 2023, and he's like, bring me down to the Paradise City. It's terrible.
Well, it's tough, man. Time is the ultimate equalizer.
Well, like Brian Johnson said forever ago, he goes, if I would have known we were going to be around this long, I wouldn't have sang those songs so high.
That's beautiful. Well, speaking of, I mean, Axl is one of the goats, as they say, and this proves it.
You know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby!
Here it comes.
You're gonna die! Knees down in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring it to you. It's gonna bring you down.
Can we, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us, sing the backup part?
You know what's so funny is they sound so unenthused to be singing that backup. They're like,
All right, you ready?
Here we go.
One.
You want to play? You want to sing with Axl?
No. We're just going to do
that. Ronnie, we'll do it. You do the Axl part.
No. Just do the background. We're just going to do.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're more enthusiastic than they are.
Yes. I'm in a good mood about it.
Yeah.
Well, it is a weird honor to be able to listen to this music this way. Some artists hate that we do this.
Have they expressed that to you?
Yes.
Oh, really? Do you want to tell us who?
I would have to say it was none other than someone in the Huey Lewis and the News organization.
Really?
More the News than Huey?
Yeah, well, they were like, look, you know.
On the news side, yeah.
It's, you know, they didn't want to be heard like that.
Right.
But it is what it is. You know,
who cares
you work hard on this
I'll
stuff.
I'll fight the whole news.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Well, we got more for you.
All right.
I'm searching.
Let me tell everybody, this is Deep Inside the Music. You can find them on YouTube. Just search Deep Inside the Music. It comes right up, and give them a like and a subscribe. So every time they put something new up there, it'll notify you that there's a new video up there.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And I like that it's getting out there to different people. All different artists hear it, and different people comment on it. I know you guys met Randy Rhoads' sister. And
Randy Rhoads' sister has commented. Tommy Shaw of Styx has liked and commented.
Great. Because probably they haven't heard this since the beginning, recorded it. So when they're hearing it, they're like, oh my God, it's got to bring back memories and stuff for them.
Yeah, now one that got me freaked out is Rosanna Arquette.
Oh, yeah?
Liked and commented on our Rosanna episode.
Oh, no
kidding.
It's
about her.
Because it's about her, yeah.
And Peter Gabriel has a song about her that's kind of a hate song, too. So
she's not hot enough to have two songs after her.
Hey,
she does something good.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
In the later years about her now.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, this is a song that I came upon by accident that is shockingly amazing. I mean, I always love this song, but when you hear it like this, it's a whole new thing. Check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Radar Love.
Yes. drums.
Love it.
It's right in your face. And of course, tambourine guy comes in. There's tambourine guy.
He's a little off.
Here's your part, Mike.
Classic T-bass, man.
Now, this is the part that freaked me out.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my ear.
Those are his headphones.
My baby calling says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear.
By the way, does anybody know who this guy is?
No.
When she that's our new background. And the longing gets too much. She sends a cable coming in from above.
Now they go to Judas Priest.
We've got a thing that's a cold red I love. We've got a wave in the air.
Ooh.
Red I love.
Drums. Tambourina.
It's weird that nobody knows anybody in this band.
Golden Earring.
They're Dutch, right?
I don't know.
I think they're Dutch.
I want to study. Here we go.
Radio sings a forgotten song. Bradley's coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized.
What was that?
And I'm spinning to a new sunrise.
What a throat.
When I get lonely and I'm sure I've had enough, she sends a comfort coming in from above. But don't need to let her alone. We've got a thing that's cold red I love.
I think that the
we've got a line up, in
they
the sky.
They slow the tape down so they can sing them. That's why they get chipmunky at the end.
When I get lonely and I'm for sure I've had enough, she sends a comfort coming in from above.
Listen to the high notes.
But don't need no letter at all.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, so this guy, whoever the singer is, and if you know his name, you know, drop it in one of the comments because we'd like to learn about this stuff.
Yeah.
Some
he's
people,
probably available to do the show.
If we can do that anymore, I don't know.
Yeah.
Part of what we do is have fun and react and discover stuff. So people get kind of pissed off in the comments. They're like, well, at least you could do is do your homework. You know, if you don't know the name of the assistant engineer on the B side of.
Who wants homework?
Yeah, we're just like, we're just
filling the blanks. You want to put it in there? Put it in there.
Exactly. So this dude, whoever the singer is, I mean, listen to him. He's obviously in pain. He has a struggle.
So I found his name.
Okay.
I know who it is. It is Barry Hay.
Of course.
His name.
Oh, big bad
who
Barry
was
Hay.
The, it says he was the vocalist. They are Dutch, by the way. I was right with that. Vocalist, frontman, and the Dutch rock band Golden Earring from 67 until their disbandment in 2021.
No.
So
oh,
he's
wow.
hanging on all his stuff, yeah.
He got sick of them.
Yeah.
At 21, he was like, enough of these guys.
He has released three solo albums.
Well,
so maybe, yeah.
If he can Barry do this, Hay. If he could do this still, I would be very, very impressed.
No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go.
Whoa. Get it, Barry.
And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Lee's coming on strong.
Good preamp.
And the newsman sang, he is singing song.
Yeah. He's blowing stuff up.
Oh, one more radar lover gone. When I get lonely and I'm sure I've had enough, she says the comfort coming in. Bad.
What is radar lover?
I don't know, dude.
But he's got a thing.
Man in the sky. We've got a thing that's cold. A red I love.
Oh.
We've got a thing that's cold.
I mean, he wants us to know.
Red I love.
So one more time, listen to this pain involved.
We've got a thing that's cold. A red I love.
Woo! That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah. Vodka.
Yeah, vodka, yeah.
He is blowing stuff up with his voice.
He held up pretty good. He looks good now.
Yeah.
It looks way better than he did back in the 60s.
And then White Lion did a great cover of this.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
But White Lion just did the same exact
thing. They did it exactly the same. Yeah, they didn't really change it at all.
Yeah, digital sounding.
And a prettier singer.
Yeah, they didn't have that voice shredding thing. Here's another one. Another accidental discovery. It's like, this cannot be. I need to download this immediately. Oh, people ask, where do you get these tracks? Where do you get these tracks? The internet, it's all out there. Yeah. You know? Name that tune, Galvin.
We're an American band. Guess who?
Come on.
Oh,
great spell.
That's there. Yep.
Lovely.
Who knows that's going on there, you know? So in context, you don't even know it's there. Now. So cool.
MXR phase 90.
Is he like palm muting that lead part? What is he?
And the phasers being a little weird with it, modulating it.
And you got this guy going on.
I was about to make fun of the keyboard player.
With that tinky sounding, that's pretty good.
All right, listen to these cats.
On the road for 40 days.
What a tone.
Last night in Little Rock, put me in a haze. Sweet, sweet Connie doing her act.
Wow.
She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. Huh. Up all night with Freddie King. I got to tell you, poker's his thing. A booze and ladies, keep me right. As long as we can make it to the show tonight, we're an American band. We're an American band. We're coming to your town. We'll help you party it down. We're an American band.
Wow.
By the way, I said guess who? Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Same thing.
Yes. Now, check it out.
Show tonight, we're an
the other guy.
Is it?
We're an American band.
Or is that him?
Drummer.
We're coming to your town. We'll have you party it down. We're an American band.
That's his Richie Sambora. What is that? The high guy.
Your town. We'll have you party it down. We're an American band.
Woo! Sound a little like Greg
sounds like
Billings.
Sounds like a different your song. It sounds like a different song when you just hear him say
yeah.
it.
Your town. We'll have you party it down.
Down
your town, we'll have you party it down. We're an American band.
Woo! It's just, it freaks me out. I can't help it.
Just to hear it so raw like that is so awesome.
Yeah, totally raw. So, getting onto them drum tracks for you there, Galvin.
Yeah.
And the bass is monstrous on this thing.
We usually are.
So they're in the same room. You hear them both.
Woo! It would be like a guitar amp or something. It's fuzzed out.
Context.
Now these fine ladies, they had a plan.
Did you hear that guy?
Ha, 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 ha,
Can we try that together,
no,
guys?
I don't have that in me. I haven't since I was 14.
I mean, how is that possible? Now, I consider myself a professional singer.
That's my
job. But right here, this is what's called the gig ender.
It sounds like it's something Bill, scalding him.
It's over after this.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Mark Farner. Now, have you ever heard it like that? Here's what you're used to.
It's amazing how good it sounds when it all comes together.
Yes.
Because when you just hear the bass, you're like, you're overplaying. That's too much for this song. But then when it's in context, it sounds great. Because he's all over the place.
And they got this guy in the back smoking cigarettes on the song, too. Just came from church.
Spinning cabin.
Mm-hmm. You think the Black Crowes ever listened to this band?
Yeah, no kidding.
Woo! Right? Incredible.
Wow, that is Grand Funk Railroad, an American band. Carmen, where are we at on time?
We still got a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. I would be remiss if I did not try to pimp our Sunday Mother's Day show.
What do you have on Sunday? This Sunday is Mother's Day, of course.
Yes, and I just want to be very clear about the pronunciation of our event.
Yes.
It's called the Mother Funkers Ball.
Yes, funky.
And it's been already mispronounced a bunch of times by children, so we're kind of in trouble.
Right.
But it's at Bayboro Brewing. And
where is that?
That is in St. Petersburg. I have all the info on my socials, as you will momentarily, I'm sure. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it's for the moms. We're going to have a day of beautiful, funky music. It starts at 2 o'clock. Christopher James is going to play acoustic set. He is fantastic. If you haven't listened to him, please check him out. And then we're going to play the Superstars at around 3. And it's all, at around 4, and it's all done by 6 o'clock. Uh-huh. So take your mama to brunch, and then bring her over free drink from mama.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
By your mom.
Yeah.
Mother free. Function.
No. Mother funkers.
Mother funkers.
Yes.
Mother
Have you funker. Ever been a mother funker?
I've funked a couple of mothers.
Be careful. Be careful.
I know how to get funky.
Hey, Carmen, we hope you come, too.
Okay. I'm going to try, but we got to go to Sarasota for Chad's mom.
Yes,
I actually have a mom in town. So.
You scoop her up and let me sing to her. Let me play my saxophone. I'll sit on her lap, and I will play directly into her soul.
These
guys play great music. They're great musicians. They play funky music. They play dance music.
Woo!
And it's not like heavy rock and roll stuff. So if you are looking for something to do on Sunday that you think your mom would enjoy, go out and see them.
Appreciate it.
Best of the best, if you will.
Thank you. So now, back to our Deep Inside the Music. I appreciate that commercial break.
Yeah.
This is another vocal track that I think is unheralded. It's under, it just doesn't have enough respect. See if you can name this tune. Here you go. Galvin.
Come on.
That's
Come
it.
On.
All right, I'll give you a little more.
Aerosmith.
Ragdoll.
You guys are good.
Ragdoll, living in a movie.
What?
Hot tramp, daddy's little cutie. You're so fine, they never see you leaving by the back door. Hot time,
is he get it while it's easy.
Yes.
I don't mind, come on up and see me. Ragdoll, baby, won't you do me like you done before?
It's amazing. Check it out.
I'm feeling like a bad boy.
So do you hear that little, that's him. The engineers didn't delete that. This is the real thing. Listen to in between.
I'm feeling like a bad boy. Just like a bad boy. I'm ripping up a rag doll. Like throwing away an old toy. Some baby's talking real loud. Talking all about the new.
crowd trying to sell me on an old dream, a new version of the old scene. Speak easy on a grapevine.
There's a lot of noise.
Keep shuffling in the shoe shine. Oh, tin Lizzie, do it till you're dizzy. Give it all you got until you put it up your misery.
Listen to that, and that high harmony in the background. Yeah, I would bet him sucking in all that air is probably making him very, very clicky. Yeah.
Well, it's part of how they set the studio stuff, the compressors.
Right.
So what the compressor does is the louder you sing, the quieter it gets.
Right.
So
make sure it doesn't overmodulate.
Yeah, and so you can the quieter stuff is louder.
Yeah.
So you can hear the spit on his teeth. Like there's these little spots right here. You know, the breathing.
Yeah.
You know, just hear him making sounds.
I'm ripping up a rag doll. Some babies are talking all about the new crowd.
He totally burps right there.
I think he's more of a trying to sell me on an old dream.
He got too much spit in his mouth.
Yeah. Trying to sell me on an old dream. A new version of the old scene. Speak easy on a grapevine. Keep shuffling in the shoe shine. Oh, tin Lizzy, do it till you're dizzy. Give it all you got until you put it up your misery.
That's pretty solid.
So something we discovered on our other Aerosmith episode is how funky the bass player is. Now, in context, you're like, all right, cool, whatever. There's cool bass, sweet emotion. All this stuff is cool. But when you hear this dude...
Is this Tom Hamilton? Yeah.
That's a good funky rhythm section. That's Motown level. Woo! And then you got... I think that's Brad Whitford because he seems like he's got the personality to be able to hold something steady. But I don't know. And then Joe Perry. Yeah.
Come on up and see me. I'm ragdoll. Baby, won't you do me like it before?
So now, the part everybody hears in the fade and wishes they could hear more of, we have it for you.
Hot tramp, daddy's little cutie. You're so fine, they never see you leaving by the back door. Man. Time, get it while it's easy. I don't mind. Come on up and see me. Ragdoll, baby, won't you do me like you done before? Did it happen today? Job on, don't job, job on, job.
He's so talented. Yeah. I mean, that's a rock star. You don't even need instruments with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got this routine.
No flugelhorn. Wow. I wonder if that's even just Steven Tyler going,
Maybe. So in context, I mean, you kind of know all that's there, but you never heard it like this.
A cartoon at the end.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Pretty
amazing, man. That's pretty good. A little Aerosmith, Ragdoll, and Deep Inside the Music.
Yes.
Again, you can find these episodes on YouTube, Deep Inside the Music. Just search Deep, and it usually comes right up. They're also on Instagram. Go give them a follow, subscribe, and like and help them grow this, because the more we support them, the more they can keep doing. I think it's great.
We had just over 6,300 followers now, so maybe we get to 6,500 today.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
63 million!
Go check it out. Go check it out on YouTube, on Instagram, and give these guys a like. And then don't forget Sunday at Bayboro Brewing.
There's a mouthful.
Bayboro Brewing.
Bayboro Brewing on Sunday for Mother's Day. It is Mother Funkers.
There you go. Yeah. Mother Funkers Ball.
The Mother Funkers
Bring
Ball.
Bring your mama.
Yeah. Go by and have a great time with these guys. And great to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We must take a break, and we'll see you back on Monday. We are off tomorrow. Ian Beckles is filling in. You will have a live show. I think Martina's sitting in with him, too. Then on Friday, Spanish and Joe will be there. And Dizzy. Even though he's dead to me, he's still alive to Ian.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Check us out on Instagram at the Mike Calta Show. And we're
YouTube.
Done.
YouTube, have a safe trip.
YouTube, like and subscribe.
Yep.
What did you say, Carmen?
I said have a safe trip.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Boom, boom, tequila stairs.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Still a dog mom.
Oh, it's true. And you're Chad's mom.
Basically.
All right. We'll see you guys. Have a great day. Goodbye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.